Eddard. The grey light of dawn was streaming through his window when the thunder of hoofbeats awoke Eddard Stark from his brief, exhausted sleep. He lifted his head from the table to look down into the yard. Below, men in mail and leather and crimson cloaks were making the morning ring to the sound of swords and riding down mock warriors stuffed with straw. Ned watched Sandor Clegane gallop across the hard-packed ground to drive an iron-tipped lance through a dummy's head. Canvas ripped and straw exploded as Lannister guardsmen joked and cursed. "Is this brave show for my benefit?" he wondered. If so, Cersei was a greater fool than he'd imagined. "Damn her," he thought. "Why is the woman not fled? I've given her chance after chance." The morning was overcast and grim. Ned broke his fast with his daughters and Septa Mordain. Sansa, still disconsolate, stared sullenly at her food and refused to eat. But Arya wolfed down everything that was set in front of her. "Sirio says we have time for one last lesson before we take ship this evening," she said. "Can I, father? All my things are packed." "A short lesson, and make certain you leave yourself time to bathe and change. I want you ready to leave by midday. Is that understood?" "By midday," Arya said. Sansa looked up from her food. "If she can have a dancing lesson, why won't you let me say farewell to Prince Joffrey?"